Hello, everybody. Welcome back to For You. It's Rainbow.
And it's Elsie.
So yesterday, Elsie, we talked about flight dispatchers and their special jobs. Do you remember who they are and what they do?
I remember they have to set flight schedules. They have to monitor planes' passages. And they also have to determine how high a plane should fly.
Oh, that's true. And the article also says they have to make sure aircraft and their crews meet safety guidelines. For example, they might be tracking weather conditions so that pilots will be able to see clearly in the sky.
Their jobs are very challenging, so they must have gone through a lot of training, right?
Yeah, oh, I wonder what those are. So today we'll talk about the really intensive training that they're going through before they can take the job. Do you remember that Navy SEALs article we did about that super intense training and the buff people?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's find out what kind of serious training and whether or not it makes them very buff.
Okay, we'll take a look at the article for today.
Now.
Reading.
Flight dispatchers, keeping the skies safe. Flight dispatchers are relied upon to be the eyes, ears, and brains for pilots. Therefore, if you plan to become one of these valuable workers, you must be diligent about your training. In fact, earning this position takes much more work than you might expect. First, you'll need to attend an aircraft dispatcher school and take 5 to 6 weeks of difficult courses on air travel to become certified. After that, hands-on experience is a must. To get it, you might have to spend up to 1 year as an assistant flight dispatcher. Certain skills, such as attention to detail and the ability to communicate effectively, will help you during this period. Only then can you take a written and oral exam on what you've learned. If you successfully get this far and pass the test, you'll earn your wings. At that point, you'll become one of the capable workers who help keep the people soaring far above Earth safe.
All right, so the first part of the article says, flight dispatchers are relied upon to be the eyes, ears, and brains for pilots. Now, rely or rely upon means depended on with full trust or confidence, or to be dependent on somebody. For example, we can say that a charity does a lot of good things for society, but it relies entirely on public donations.
Rely 这个动词呢是依赖。依靠 rely on 或是 rely upon somebody or something 代表的是依赖某人或某物那在文章当中啊用被动态表示哦我们看到的是 are relied upon 代表的是飞行签派员被飞行员们依靠来当他们的眼睛、耳朵和大脑。They're very important for the pilots.
Yeah, definitely. So it says here, therefore, if you plan to become one of these valuable workers, you must be diligent about your training. Wow, so we got to go through a lot of training, right? And in order to train well, we have to be diligent. Diligent means that you're very careful and you're very conscious about what you are doing. And you're very hardworking and you take your responsibilities very seriously. So, for example, we can say Leo is very diligent about his work.
Diligent 这个形容词是勤奋的或是用功的。那同学们应该要马上想到一个字叫做 hardworking, 也可以用在这边。那要当飞行签派员不简单哦。在训练的时候啊一定要相当勤奋才可以。It means that it's not easy for a person to become a flight dispatcher.
So the article says, in fact, earning this position takes much more work than you might expect.
To earn a position 代表的是因为努力而获得某个职位。要变成一位签派员呢，可能比你想象的还要来得难。Much more work, 它是用一个副词加上比较级，那也是我们今天英文练功房的文法重点。为什么比较级前面要加上这类的副词呢？因为要加强比较的语气。那除了 much 这个副词之外啊，还有 far, even,A lot 或是 yet 可以让你做选择。我们来看几个例句吧。Number one, the cost of living is a lot higher in Hong Kong than in Taipei. Higher 是一个形容词比较级，前面用 a lot 来加强语气，代表香港的生活开销比台北真的高许多。那第二个例句说的是啊， After studying hard for several months, Perry got a far better grade on the test than last time.Better, 它也是一个形容词比较级，前面用 far 来加强语气，代表 Perry 的考试成绩比上次好很多。那这边再补充一个简单的副词比较级例句哦。She can run a lot faster than her older sister. Faster 是个副词比较级，前面用 a lot 来加强语气，代表她比起她的姐姐跑得快上很多。Alright, so why does it take much more work for you to become a flight dispatcher? It's because once you get the position, you are responsible for tons of people's lives. So what is included in the training?
First, you'll need to attend an aircraft dispatcher school and take 5 to 6 weeks of difficult courses on air travel to become certified. Ooh, that's very intense. So 5 to 6 weeks we go to school and we need to get a certification or be certified. Certified is a verb, means officially recognized as having qualifications or meeting certain standards or criteria. So certification can often be a piece of paper that's saying you passed after a very intense course. So certifications in professional fields can sometimes help you to increase your salary.
那在我们看 certified 这个字的解释之前呢，我们先看到一个原形动词是 certify,C-E-R-T-I-F-Y, 认证这个动词。那它的三态变化呢是规则变化，所以去掉字尾 y 加上 i-e-d 就可以了。变成 certified. 那过去分词啊可以拿来当形容词用，所以我们文章中用的是 to become certified, 代表是变成被认证的。 And what do you have to do after you become certified?
After that, hands-on experience is a must. To get it, you have to spend up to 1 year as an assistant flight dispatcher. So in this case, we're using assistant as an adjective to describe the flight dispatcher. So you're not an official flight dispatcher, but you're an assistant flight dispatcher, which means it's part of a job or a title for somebody whose job is to help someone that's in charge. So the assistant flight dispatcher is helping the flight dispatcher. So I have a sentence for you. It says, after working for years, Kelvin now is an assistant bank manager. So his job is to help the bank manager. Now, we can also use assistant as a noun that stands in the title as itself. So a person who ranks below a senior person is an assistant. Now, if you work in the law industry or a teacher's industry or sales industry, you can have legal assistants, teaching assistant, or sales assistant. So you can say, wow, back in the day when I was an assistant teacher, it wasn't easy, but I had a chance to learn from a lot of the senior teachers.
Assistant 这个形容词呢是助理的或是辅助的，那 an assistant flight dispatcher 代表的就是助理签派员。那这个字啊还可以当名词来解释哦，它是助理或者是助手。那当助理签派员的目的啊就是要得到 hands on experience。 hands on 这个复合形容词表示的是实作的，亲身实践的。 hands on experience is a must 这边当作名词哦，代表的是不可或缺的事物。
All right, the next part of the article says certain skills, such as attention to detail and the ability to communicate effectively, will help you during this period. All right, so here we have detail, which talks about all the different features and pieces of information about something in the process. So our sentence here says, he described the process in detail, which means he described every process very carefully.
And your attention to detail 代表是你对细节的注意。有一句话说啊 The devil is in the detail 代表魔鬼藏在细节里面，这就说明了对细节的注意是非常重要的。那我们还看到一个字是 effectively， 如果我们把 ly 拿掉的话，我们会看到它的形容词是 effective， 有效的。那字尾加上 ly， effectively 这个副词，它是在文章中修饰 communicate， 沟通的动作。The ability to communicate effectively 代表的是有效的沟通能力，也是需要具备的。When do these skills help you? It says during this period.
All right, so a period is a length or a portion of time, a phase or a span. So we can say, oh, she suffered from long periods of depression after her dog passed away. So for a long time, she was very sad.
Period, 这个名词呢是阶段或时期。那还可以当做什么呢？一个句子的句点。那在文章当中啊，我们说 during this period 代表是在这段时期当中，也就是当助理签派员的时期当中。
All right, so we've done all this stuff, but the article has one more really important step. Only then can you take a written and oral exam on what you've learned. So the written exam we know we're very familiar with, which is we're writing something down, probably multiple choice, answering some questions. Now the oral exam is rather than being written, the oral exam is verbal or unwritten or by mouth. So you're going to probably be asked some questions, or emergencies that you have to explain, and you're going to just say it. So certain language tests, such as the ones you're probably familiar with, TOEFL, TOEIC, or IELTS, these are oral exams that have a component which is going to assess your English level. So we can say they reached an oral agreement, which means we didn't have to write it down, but we said it and now we're sure and we agree with each other.
Oral 这个形容词呢是口头上的，所以文章提到的 an oral exam 代表的是口头测验， a written exam 代表的就是纸笔测验。 So Rainbow, which kind of exam do you prefer? An oral exam or a written exam?
Honestly, oral exam, because I always feel like answering a question last minute or spontaneously is something that I'm pretty good at and I'm not scared. But for written exams, I do not like memorizing things. So if it's an essay, it's okay. But if I have to memorize something for a multiple choice, I actually get really nervous. Now, I also know that's opposite for most people in Taiwan. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. But for me, like you...I can't memorize a lot of stuff, so better just ask me, you know, when we meet each other and give me an oral test.
Yes,
that would be better for me. So Rainbow, I've heard that you teach TOEFL too, right?
Yeah.
So I know the oral exam part is really, really hard for Taiwanese students. So do you have any advice for them?
Oh, there's so much. So the speaking section is really hard because I think a lot of Taiwanese people are very good at listening and they're good at reading, but they don't have a chance to talk. So one of the ways that I advise my students to participate in the oral exam or the speaking section of the TOEFL is to have a full English environment as much as possible. So for like maybe the month that you're preparing, some students are takingcollege exams, try to speak as much English as possible and no Chinese. And listening is also really important for the speaking part of the exam because you can hear what native English speakers sound like. So it's going to help you a lot to listen to us talk. And another idea is to speak in front of the mirror. So if you practice talking in front of the mirror, you can see the places you get stuck or what makes you uncomfortable. And you can even record yourself and then play it back. back so you can catch some of your grammar mistakes. But I think the most important is just to practice a lot and not to be afraid of speaking.
Because
a lot
right.
of people are super scared. Elsie, how did you practice for your speaking part of the TOEFL?
You know what? When I was preparing for the TOEFL test speaking part, I talked to myself a lot.Because I was in the library studying TOEFL test, and I couldn't have anybody to talk with me, so I talked to myself.
Oh, wow. That's very, you have to be creative in a conversation.
Yeah, and I have to like, create any possible questions that I might meet when I'm having that test.
Oh, wow.
That's and I really test myself.
Super difficult. You have to play many roles.
Yes, like, oh, if you were like that, so what kind of person would you be or something like?
You have a chat with yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I had a chat with myself all the time.
That requires a lot of creativity. Or you could have a study group and practice speaking with your friends.
That's true.
Because you can get good ideas from others as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so maybe you guys can try TOEFL test when you're ready.
Okay.
So what happens to assistant flight dispatchers after they pass the oral and written exams? The article says if you successfully get this far and pass the test, you'll earn your wings. To earn your wings, 原本指的是飞行员经过严格训练之后啊，终于获得飞行资格。那最后就被衍生成有能力胜任某件事的意思。
Ooh, earn your wings. That sounds like in the army, they also wear some wings on in their coats. And that's like also a badge of honor
Yes.
that they can earn, right?
Right.
Okay, so the next part of the article says, at that point, you'll become one of the capable workers who help keep the people soaring far above Earth safe. So we have here, it says capable. So what does capable mean? It means you have the ability, fitness, or quality necessary to do or achieve a specified thing. So you're very good at something. So you can say, I'm quite capable of taking care of myself. Nobody needs to worry about me.
Capable 这个形容词、啊、是有本领的、能干的。Be capable of doing something 代表是有能力去做某件事情。那因为 of 是个介系词，所以后面记得你的动词要变成 ing 的形式。就像是刚 Rainbow 给的例句 ，I am quite capable of taking care of myself。我们的 take 变成了。Taking. 那我们在这里呢还看到了形容词子句哪一个呢 Who help keep the people soaring far above earth safe 先说一下这个 keep somebody safe 代表的是保障某个人的安全我们这边形容他们是能够保障飞行者安全的能干牵派员再来我们还看到一个动词叫做 soar 它代表的是翱翔飞翔的意思 OKI think we've come to the end of today's article.
All right, so next time, Elsie, if you get scared on the plane, just think about how professional these flight dispatchers are and their really intensive training, and you won't be so scared.
Okay, I won't be so scared. I'll just relax.
Yeah,
and All
now,
right.
let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so in our For You chat, we have a question for you. It says, is working in the airline industry something that interests you? Why or why not?
I don't think I'm interested in working as an airline industry worker because, like I said, I got scared when I'm in the air, so I don't think I can do that. But, maybe I can be one of the ground workers.
Yeah.I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was young, I'm very tall, so a lot of people said that I should be a flight attendant. So for a while, I actually considered taking a test to become a flight attendant, but then I got all these other jobs, and so I didn't go that route. But the part that I liked was getting to travel to a lot of countries for work
Yeah.
and being able to see the world. But I think the part that's difficult is... it takes a strong toll on your body when you fly in the air for so many hours, and you have to deal with the changes in time, the time differences, the makeup on your face. So it's not an easy job, actually.
It's not. But like you said, the traveling part is really exciting and interesting.
Oh,
I like that part, too.
Flight attendant friends who plan their trips, and they love to fly to Europe, and they get really nice hotels to stay in.
Yeah, I always see them posting pictures like they're everywhere.
I know. But my friend has worked as a flight attendant for 3 years, and she did tell me that she's actually pretty unhealthy, even though it looks like she's having fun all the time. So don't trust Facebook too much sometimes.
Right. So is she okay?
Yeah, I think she is considering, because they have contracts.
Yeah.
The contracts are usually 3 years. So she's actually considering leaving, but she also told me that she's been flying so long, she doesn't really know what else she's good at. So maybe she'll continue to be a flight attendant. Hopefully, she won't kill her body.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her to keep herself just healthy, right?
Yeah.
That's the most important part.
Really important.
Yeah.
All right. So you might be interested in working in the airline industry. Talk about this and talk about maybe some pros and cons. Have a discussion. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
See you next time.
Flight dispatchers, keeping the skies safe. Flight dispatchers are relied upon to be the eyes, ears, and brains for pilots. Therefore, if you plan to become one of these valuable workers, you must be diligent about your training. In fact, earning this position takes much more work than you might expect. First, you'll need to attend an aircraft dispatcher school and take 5 to 6 weeks of difficult courses on air travel to become certified. After that, hands-on experience is a must. To get it, you might have to spend up to 1 year as an assistant flight dispatcher. Certain skills, such as attention to detail and the ability to communicate effectively, will help you during this period. Only then can you take a written and oral exam on what you've learned. If you successfully get this far and pass the test, you'll earn your wings. At that point, you'll become one of the capable workers who help keep the people soaring far above Earth safe.
Vocabulary Review.
Rely. I rely on my parents for a lot of things, including advice and support. Diligent. My brother is a diligent person and frequently stays up late working on his schoolwork. Assistant. This assistant teacher is still in college and is learning how to handle a classroom full of students. Detail. Sherlock Holmes won't miss any detail when it comes to inspecting the crime scene. Period. The subway was shut down for a short period today while some quick repairs were being made. Capable. Greg's boss finds him to be a capable worker and trusts him with important tasks.